Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Sip With Me. I'm your host, Ioana Kekatos.
And I'm your host, Aaron Carlson. We'll release an episode for you every Monday morning, which means you can listen to us during your commute, after work workout, or even enjoy a drink with us during your very own Monday night happy hour.
And who doesn't like to have a little fun on a Monday night? Don't forget to subscribe, review, and share our show.
And be sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at sipwithme_ for the latest episode updates, news, and all of our favorite cocktail creations.
This week, we're featuring a cocktail from the Black Lagoon pop-up at the Dandy Crown called the Hellraiser. The Hellraiser features Hornitos, Chairman Spice Rum, Cointreau, and Spiced Oat Orgeat. It's a perfect spicy drink to get us through Halloween.
Welcome back, ghosts and goblins. To celebrate one of our favorite holidays this week, we are fusing two of our favorite things, Halloween and cocktails. And if you wanted to add a third, you could add candy to the mix. We are haunting your AirPods and car speakers with the voice of Sarah Simon, beverage director and general manager of Chicago's The Dandy Crown. Located in the River North neighborhood, it's described on their website as an approachable neighborhood cocktail-focused restaurant and bar. The vibe is described as laid-back luxe and filled with images of non-traditional dandy kings, queens, and other crown wearers. We absolutely love that. And is a nod to one of the founders' British citizenship. Sarah is joining us today to tell us about one of people's favorite things, the Halloween pop-up bar Black Lagoon, and why Halloween vibes and cocktails are so popular these days, especially at the Dandy Crown. Sarah, welcome to Sip With Me.
Thanks for having me, guys.
So first and foremost, before we really dive into all things Black Lagoon and Halloween, just tell everyone a little bit about yourself. Tell them about the Dandy Crown and how you ended up there.
Yeah, so I am born and raised in the city of Chicago. I grew up on the Northwest side, but I went to high school down by UIC. So I've been up and down and around this town for a long time.
Love it.
I started in restaurants in the city when I was in high school in the West Loop, back when the West Loop had about, I don't know, four or five restaurants back then. And after coming back from college, I worked kind of on and off in restaurants while working in my first career before making the switch in my mid-20s to working full-time in restaurants and just kind of never looked back from there. 10 years later, still behind the bar, still working in cocktails. I've been with the Dandy Crown for almost 3 years now. It'll be 3 years next month. We opened in December of 2019. So right before.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was really good timing. Really, really good timing. So I had a couple months of regular service before the entire city shut down. And then we reopened in August of 2020 and have been back at it.
And for people who haven't been to the Dandy Crown yet, how would you describe it and like what type of atmosphere it is, what kind of food you have, drink, like kind of what's the vibes and energy overall?
So at its core, the Dandy Crown is a neighborhood bar. We just happen to make really, really good cocktails and we have a really, really pretty space. I think a lot of times people think of, when you say neighborhood bar, you think of a dive bar.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But in reality, I think Dandy Crown kind of proves that neighborhood bars don't need to be dives. They certainly can be, but they don't need to be. Mm-hmm. We're nestled in kind of the center of a neighborhood that is growing rapidly. We're in River West. So lots of high rises going up, lots of people moving to the area. And not a whole lot of places to eat and drink. So we've kind of become one of those places for the neighbors in this area. And honestly, I think the summer of 2020 had a lot to do with that because we have a very, very large patio that we were very COVID conscious and we were very careful to make sure that we followed all of the rules and all of the guidances from the city. And so I think our neighbors really felt safe coming out to spend time here, you know, in those early days of reopening in 2020. And so I think that did, that went a long way to start to sort of establish us as a neighborhood gathering place. And then we just kept rolling with it.
I love it.
So obviously with spooky season happening right now, I know you guys have a Halloween pop-up, the Black Lagoon. I'd love for you to kind of talk more about what that is and then what that experience is like for people that want to visit.
For sure. So the Black Lagoon is, first and foremost, it's not my brainchild. It is the brainchild of two, can I swear on this thing?
Yes.
two true badass women in the
rest of the
world, Erin Hayes and Kelsey Ramage. Erin's actually originally from Chicago, now lives in LA. Kelsey is from Toronto. And they sort of cooked up this spooky goth horror Halloween pop-up idea. They did it for the first time in Toronto last year, just in Toronto. And it went so well that they decided they wanted to kind of take it on the road this year. So it's in 11, wait, I think, this, I think it's 11 different cities. Three in Canada.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Look it up. Several different cities across the US and Canada. So we are the bar for Chicago. And the cool thing about this pop-up is, you know, we saw the photos of what they did in Toronto last year. We got all the cocktails and all the specs, but we really got to run with it how we saw fit. So what works with our identity as an establishment, as a pre-existing establishment. So we actually worked in tandem with another company called Hospitality 201 on the design and the decor that turns the Dandy Crown into the Black Lagoon. So it's very, I wouldn't say scary, but more spooky and macabre than anything.
Oh yeah, we love that.
Yeah,
so lots of black netting and drapery and drooping leaves and purple lights and things like that. It's definitely a vibe. It's a different vibe than we normally are. We normally lean into the cute, but this is a little more into the spooky.
I love it. Such a good like hybrid mixture, two blending of worlds. We are a cocktail hour themed podcast. Can you shout out or share a couple cocktails or signature recipes that people can expect to enjoy in the pop-up?
So I will say the cocktails do tend to lean a little tiki. That's what Kelsey and Aaron's backgrounds are in, which I love because we don't do tiki very often.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a really fun change of pace. So my favorite on the menu currently is called the Hellraiser. It's got some Blanco tequila, a little bit of spiced rum, orgeat sort of on the Mai Tai end of things. There's also, I think, the runaway favorite at the moment is called the Screaming Banshee. It's a sort of like a tropical gin fizz made with apricot or pineapple syrup, topped with some club soda. Really nice, bright, and refreshing. Another crowd favorite right now is the Blood Rave. Maybe a little smoky with some mezcal, earthy with a little bit of beet juice, some citrus, and falernum for a nice spice quality as well.
Wow, this makes me want to take, I throw an annual Halloween party and I feel like my cocktails are like spooky, but this is on another level. So this is inspiring me.
Perfect.
And then, so Halloween, unfortunately, there's only 1 week left of the pop-up. Do you all do anything specific for Thanksgiving or the Christmas holidays that people can expect to look forward to after Black Lagoon is gone?
So I think in November and December, you can expect for us to return to sort of like the cozy neighborhood vibe. We do have a fireplace inside the bar, so it does get very, the interior of the bar is very small. So once the patio isn't a popular thing anymore, then once we're inside, it gets cozy and it's warm. It's nice to like, be around your, it's a nice place to be around your friends and to, catch up with with your crew. I will say as well, though, we do enclose a portion of our patio and we have a couple fire pits out there. And with the enclosure up and the fire pits going, it is actually like pretty warm in there as well. So not just the inside, but the inside definitely does turn more cozy. As far as Christmas goes, we do decorate for Christmas every year. We might have a trick or two up our sleeves for Christmas.
Oh, okay. Ooh. I like that. we'll just have to go like every day and wait till.
I feel like it's down the street. That's it. I live in River North, so I feel like it's very close.
It has to be
me.
Down the street from you.
Yeah.
We're just south of Chicago on Milwaukee.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's close. Yeah.
That's walking distance.
We're neighbors. So, my last question. So obviously, you know, I'm a very like new to cocktail making. I think I'm good at cocktail making. I'm probably not that good. Do you have any tips or tricks for someone who is new to cocktails and craft cocktails, or nervous to try making them?
Well, for anyone who's nervous to try making them, don't be. We're not curing cancer or saving babies. We're just putting liquid in glass. Don't be nervous about that. I've always found that there's a couple of books that are sort of like a basic overview of classic cocktails with recipes and things like that. Those were some of my favorites when I was first getting started in craft cocktail bartending. It's way easier to create your own cocktails if you know your classics first.
Yeah.
So start with that, and then you can just kind of start to tweak, you know, your proportions or your ingredients. You know, take a little bit out here on the sweet side, add a little bit of something else. I think that's the best way to, if you're just getting started, like learn your classics, try your classics, and then tweak them from there. And eventually you'll have your own cocktail.
We definitely have a couple of those like beginner 101 books.
Yeah.
So
my favorite one I was starting out was the PDT cocktail book, which I think I still have behind the bar. Probably the same one that I bought in like 2013.
I love it. And then my last question for you is, and we talked a little bit about Chicago earlier, but what is it in your eyes that makes Chicago such a special place, especially since you've stayed all these years, a special place for food and drink?
Oh my God, I could do a whole 20 minutes on this topic specifically, but I'll try to keep this one brief. So I think from a non-bar or restaurant person standpoint, I think Chicago is just kind of like the epitome of Midwest hospitality. When you go to a bar or a restaurant, you can go by yourself, sit down next to someone you don't know and have a whole ass conversation with that person. And like, they genuinely care about what's happening with your life. And they want to know what you're doing and where you're going and why you're doing it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that is like, it's probably not unique to Chicago, but I think it's definitely unique to the Midwest, is that like, you know, that sense of care and that the welcoming aspect of it.
Yeah.
I think as far as working in restaurants in Chicago, I think the city is incredibly supportive. I've definitely felt that over my years being behind the bar, coming from being a baby bartender that didn't know anything. And like, I mean, nothing. I kind of got kicked into the deep end of the pool. But you know, I was fortunate to work with people who did genuinely care about seeing me learn and grow and kind of just like took me under their arm and were like, okay, we're gonna show you how to do this. And I think that's pretty common within at least the craft cocktail world, within bars and restaurants, is we do genuinely all care about one another and we want to see each other succeed.
Love it. We love a good Chicago story. Can you tell everyone where they can find out more information about not only the Dandy Crown, but the Black Lagoon, and how people can come out and check out the Black Lagoon in its last week?
Yeah. So you can check out the Dandy Crown, our website. Actually, it's just easier to do it on Instagram. At the Dandy Crown At the Dandy Crown is our Instagram. At the Black Lagoon pop-up is theirs. And if you want to come out and see us this last week, I would heavily suggest making a reservation on Talk. You can find a link to that on our website, www.thedandycrown.com. Or you can just Google the Dandy Crown Talk, and I'm sure it'll pop up. But yeah, reservations not required, but especially for this past week, heavily suggested.
Awesome. And last question, what is your favorite cocktail?
A glass of whiskey.
Okay. Okay. I don't think we've ever that'll keep you warm in a Chicago winter.
That's probably what I drink the most of. But my favorite, honestly, my favorite cocktail at the moment is a Sazerac.
Ooh.
Which is close to a glass of whiskey.
Yes. Yeah. We love it. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for coming on. And we know you're very busy right now, so we appreciate it. And happy Halloween. Enjoy the last week. And hopefully we will see you at the Dandy Crown soon.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. I hope you do stop by.
Thanks for listening to Sip With Me with Ioana and Aaron. If you like our show and want to know more, check out our website, sipwithme.org. There you can find our themed cocktail book as well as other exciting Sip With Me content.
And if you love our podcast, don't forget to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and follow us on social at sipwithme_.